इसी संसार में तो मेरे सब बातें से लग लगते हैं क्योंकि बार बार सुधा सामना ये कि तब कुछ मां माय डियर फादर हियर अबाउट द ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी गॉडहेड एंड ड्यूरिंग प्रेयर टाइम ग्लोरीफाइंग द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ऑलवेज एंगेजिंग द माइंड इन रिमेंबरिंग एंड स्टडीिंग हिज लोटस फीट फादर सेविंग हिम Becoming determined to the feet of the Lord. Arjuna, worshipping the deity form of the Lord in the temple, offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, becoming the friend of Narayan, becoming the servant of Narayan, and giving one's heart completely to Narayan, having no other self-interest. This is real education. This is real knowledge. A person who has understood this is to be understood to have known everything and learn the conclusion of life. If he comes out to go get known, Bhakti stands up like enough. Prahlada Maharaj says, one who dedicates his life completely, completely surrender to Vishnu, and then being surrendered to Vishnu, he should engage in these nine processes. Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. There is a very deep teaching here in the words of Prahlada Maharaj. Prahlada Maharaj said, first surrender completely to Vishnu and then hear and chant and remember. The teaching here is that one may say, I am chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I am doing some kirtan and hearing about Krishna. And yet, I have not realized anything. Bhakti is not appearing in my heart. I have not had the darshan of the Supreme Lord. So I think that this bhakti and this bhajan is nothing. No. Prahlada Maharaj is saying, for hearing, chanting and remembering and rendering service to the Supreme Lord, first thing is surrender. First surrender one's life to the service of the Lord. Surrender one's independence. And then hear, chant and remember. But there's another teaching here. If he puts out the term Vishnu, one should surrender to Vishnu. But we do not know where is Vishnu, who is Vishnu, what does he want. So we should know that Bhagavan has two teachers, Vishai Bhagavan and Ashray Bhagavan. Vishai Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality Godhead himself. But in our condition state, we cannot see him, we do not know him, we cannot understand what does he want from me. So how can we render service to him? So fortunately, that Vishai Bhagavan, the object of all of our service, manifests in this world in another form, that is called Ashray Bhagavan. The form of Bhagavan to whom we take shelter. And this form we can inquire from and learn exactly what does the Supreme Lord want from me. And in this way, render favorable and pure devotional service. What is that form of Bhagavan, the Ashray Bhagavan, who appears in this world so kindly, out of his causeless mercy, to give us the opportunity to render service and become the devotees? Who is that? That is Sadhguru. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in this world in the form of his pure devotees. So here Prahlada Maharaj is saying, one should seek out the pure devotees and fully surrender as he sees. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. By hearing, chanting, or remembering under the guidance of a pure devotee, undoubtedly the heart will become free from all unwanted desires. One will become a pure love to the Supreme Lord, and one will see the Lord face to face, without a doubt. So, when Hiranya Kashipu heard these words of Prahlada Maharaj, he looked at the teachers of Prahlada Maharaj. Sanna and Amaka, you traitors, what are you doing? Teaching my boy these things. You are fit to be punished. Sanna and Amaka said, you do not speak to us like this. We are the sons of your guru, and we are Brahmins. And what's more, we have not taught the boy these things. We have given him a very good education, according to your will. I don't know where he's learning all of these things. So then Hiranya Kashipu, he turned his attention to Prahlada Maharaj. Oh, wicked boy, where have you learned all of these things? Please, give me an answer. Speak the truth. Prahlada Maharaj said, Medina this day, a part of the world, the people 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 of my dear father, those persons whose senses are uncontrolled and who are very determined to follow the bodily conception of life, always thinking in terms of me and mine. Those persons, their inclination towards loving service of Krishna can never be aroused. It is not aroused by their own efforts. It is never aroused by the instructions of others or a combination of both. But instead, because their senses are uncontrolled, they make very rapid progress in their life towards the direction of hell. They're going towards hell. And as they're going, what is their activity? They madly engage in chewing the shoes. What is the meaning of this? To madly engage in chewing the shoes. Just like if someone takes some sugar cane and chews that sugar cane until all the juice has gone out of it. This is called the chew. And then they throw it away. If any other person comes and takes that, he can chew and chew and chew, but no flavor will come, no taste will come. So this is the nature of people in this material world. They're trying again and again, through money, through their family relationships, through power and prestige. And in so many ways, they're trying to chew this world and squeeze out some happiness for themselves. But despite their fervent attempts, they're always frustrated. They cannot find any juice there which will satisfy the yearning of their heart. They're always frustrated. So then, Prahlad Maharaj, he said, he described the condition of these people. What happens to them? They have no idea of what is goal of life. They do not understand that their own self-interest is not in all of these temporary material sense gratifications. Their own self-interest is in serving the lotus feet of Vishnu, but they do not know, and therefore they are overpowered by many, many material desires, by so many ambitions and aspirations to enjoy this material world. In their hearts they consider that the temporary external things of this world have some value, when in fact they have no value, but they simply bring us so much misery. Such persons whose hearts are filled with so many material desires, they seek out a leader, they seek out a guru, they are quite blind. And they take shelter of a guru who is as blind as they are. And taking initiation from such a blind guru, they follow that blind guru. And just as a blind person who is led by the hand of another blind person falls into a ditch and becomes ruined in the same way, their lives are completely ruined. They teach a tantra or dudami badha. They are bound up very tightly by the result of their fruitive actions. And in this way, they are forced to undergo the reactions, the consequences of their activity in the chain of birth and death without end. They are so unfortunate. How will we be freed from this condition? Prahlad Maharaj then gave us some very good advice. Oh my Lord, such persons who have this materialistic demeanor, their anatas, all the unwanted things within their heart will never disappear.
their inclination towards bhakti, towards true devotion, will never be aroused unless they smear upon their entire body the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who has no desire. He has no attachment for this material world whatsoever. And he thinks in bhakti. He never thinks anything is his. He does not have any ambition to accumulate power and wealth and followers in this world. By taking shelter of the lotus feet of such a pure devotee, only then will all of these wicked material desires in our hearts disappear and our inclination towards the service of Krishna be aroused. Otherwise, it is quite impossible. We will have to submit our entire body to the dust of the feet of a pure devotee. That means to surrender to the pure devotee of the Lord and pray very fervently that all of these moves of love for Radha Krishna will appear in our hearts. Only then will all of our problems be solved and we will attain perfection in our life. When the Kantipu heard this, he became very furious. He said, Pralad, you are such a wicked boy. Just as if in the body a disease comes, then even though the limb of the body is part of one's own body, this disease may spread, and therefore that limb must be cut off. So even though you are a member of my own family, because I cannot control you, and because you have entered the camp of the enemy, you should be cut down. God comes, take him away, and kill him. So then, the god of Hiranyakashipu, who was very vicious, Rakshasa, fond of eating the flesh of humans, they came there, and they took Pralad Maharaj away, and tried to kill him by various means. First of all, they took sharp weapons and tried to pierce the tender body of this small boy. Yet, their weapons could not kill him. So then they tried another technique. We were throwing him under the feet of stampeding elephants. But when the elephants came there, just by touching Pralad Maharaj, they felt some electric shock in their body. And trumpeting very loudly, they became afraid and all ran away. What to do? Now we'll administer to him a very deadly poison. But he took the poison, and by the grace of Vishnu, that poison turned to nectar. And he was unharmed. They threw him into a pit of deadly snakes, but he was not harmed by the deadly snakes. In so many ways, they tried to kill him. They threw him from the top of a cliff, but he was caught by Narayan himself and escaped unharmed. When Hiranyakashipu came to hear this, he became so disturbed. What is the problem? Why won't this boy be killed? I have tried so many things, yet he will not die. Because I cannot control him. Perhaps it may be that he will kill me. And he felt such anxiety. At that time, the sister of Hiranyakashipu, Holika, she came there and said, my dear brother, don't worry. This is not a very serious matter. I have a benediction from Lord Brahma that I cannot be burnt in a fire. So you prepare a very powerful fire, and I will take the boy on my lap and walk into the fire. He will be burnt to ashes, and I will emerge unburnt, and in this way all your problems will be solved. So then Hiranyakashipu prepared a very huge fire, and Holika, she took the small boy, oh please come to your auntie and sit on my lap, on her lap, and sat there, and the fire was set ablaze. And in a moment, Holika was burned to ashes, but Pralad Maharaj, he was completely untouched. And he was just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Always remembering the lotus feet of his Prabhu. So then, Hiranyakashipu, he was so disturbed. Sandakamaka came to him and said, oh my master, don't be alarmed. Our Gurudev, our father, Shuka Acharya, is not here now. Soon he will come back. So we will take care of Pralad Maharaj. He is just a small boy. He will not do anything. And when our father returns, he is very intelligent. He will think up a plan to solve any problem. So don't be alarmed. So then Sanda and Mata, they took Pralad Maharaj back to school. Pralad Maharaj once again was acting in the capacity of a very perfect student. So one day, when Sanda and Amaka, they had to leave the classroom to attend to some duties, they told Pralad Maharaj, Oh, so lad, we are leaving now for some time. So you should be the monitor of the class and take care of all the boys and make sure that they do not engage in any mischief. So then Sana and Omaka, they took their leave. When they had gone, immediately Prahlad Maharaj seized his opportunity to give some instruction to his friends on the path of bhakti. His friends began to play. He said, "Oh my dear friends, you can put down your toys. Don't play now. Please come and listen to me. I want to teach you a new game. It will be very beneficial to you." So the boys, who respected Prahlad Maharaj, they came to him and said, "Oh Prahlad Maharaj, what is it that you want to tell us?" Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear friend, we should all serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should do bhajan." The boy said, "Why should we do bhajan? We are poor boys. No need for bhajan. We will play now and we will enjoy so much. And when we become very old and decrepit, and we're good for nothing and cannot do anything else, that time we'll do some bhajan. After we have enjoyed so much." Prahlad Maharaj said, "No. Kamara, kamara, atrekha yo, darla maravatan nikan, dura bhavana bhadharma, karakya dhumam, atranam." "My dear friend, do not think in this way. You are thinking, when I am old, I will do bhajan. But can you give me any written guarantee that old age will come to you? Death may come at any moment. So please, try to understand this advice. Kamara, atrekha yo, those persons who are endowed with sufficient intelligence or project, they will serve the Supreme Lord from the very beginning of their life, from their childhood. Why? Gola Bhagavadharma. This human form of life is very rare. There are millions of species of life. And to take birth as a human being is a very rare achievement. So one who has taken his birth should immediately engage all his energy in the service of the Lord. Because although this human form of life is temporary, it is temporary, that may be, but I have known this life can give one such very great wealth. What is that? Praying. The real art of life is praying, to develop love for the Supreme Lord. This cannot be had in any other species of life. So you should try for this from the beginning of your life. Otherwise, if you do not serve the Supreme Lord, then you will be overwhelmed by so many material attachments. Those who attach to this material world, they can never be happy. They will undergo birth and death again and again. They will become surrounded by children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And how will they ever come out from this situation? When a man has a wife who is always serving him with great affection, always sympathetic to his problems, and always satisfying him in a solitary place, how can he ever forget his loving wife? How is it possible he can never give up her association? When he has very beautiful children who always speak to him with very sweet and broken words, then his heart becomes calm. He cannot forget them. What to speak of the children? Even the house has so many pieces of furniture and so many ornaments. He becomes deeply attached to them, even the dogs and horses and any animals he has. And in this way, his heart and mind is always filled with the pictures of his temporary material things, and it will never leave his mind. He cannot think of the Supreme Lord for a moment. In this way, he's exactly like a silkworm. The silkworm makes a cocoon and wraps himself in so much silk that finally he's unable to get out from that. What can he do? So from the beginning of life, one should engage in bhajan. In this life, one may live for at most 100 years. But the first 10 years of life, everyone is quite senseless. Child, children, they have no good sense. Then the next 10 years of his life, he becomes young and strong and does so much sport and playing. And gets an education to become expert in a skill whereby he will maintain himself. The last 20 years of his life, one is struck in old age and cannot do anything. And half of that 100 years is completely gone just by sleeping, simply in sleep. So in this way, 50 years is lost in sleeping, 10 years is lost in childhood, 10 years is lost in getting an education. 20 years is lost in old age. So there are very small 2 years are remaining. And during that time, one becomes absorbed in fulfilling his desires for money, wealth, family, prestige, and position in society, and all of these things. In this way, he passes his life quite uselessly. He doesn't have the sense to understand that this form of life is so precious, is being lost. He's very careful to know that one penny is not lost in his management. But he's unaware that his life, which is so valuable, is being lost at every moment. And that thing which cannot be bought back by any amount of money is simply going down the drain. When the boys heard this, they were so surprised. Oh, Prahlad Maharaj, we've never heard these teachings from our teacher Sangha and the Master. So where have you learned all of these things? Prahlad Maharaj said, before I was born, while I was still in the womb of my mother, then at that time, this demigod, named by Indra, they came to my home where my mother was residing. Because my father, Hiranyakashipu, was away doing austerity to become immortal. Indra and the Devas were thinking, oh, this Hiranyakashipu is so terrible, and now his wife is pregnant. When she gives birth to the boy, this boy, like father, like son, he will be exactly like the son. So we will capture her, and when she gives birth, we will kill the boy, and in this way save ourselves from great difficulties in the future. So they came there to take away the wife of Hiranyakashipu. Kayalu. So when they were taking her away, she began to scream more piteously, oh please, save me, save the child in my womb. At that time, Narada Muni appeared there and told the demigod, you should leave this woman. You think that there is a demon in her womb, but actually there is a great Vaisna, a great devotee of the Lord there. So even if you try to kill him, you will be unable to kill him, because the two devotees are always protected by Arahant. So then the Indra and the Devatas, on the advice of the Narada Muni, they gave their pranam to that devotee. They circumambulated Kayadu, and then they returned to their heavenly abode. And Narada Muni took Kayadu to his ashram, and there he served him with great devotion. And every day, Narada Muni would speak Srimad Bhagavatam. And all these nams, the glory of the name, the form, the group of Guna and Lila of Bhagavan. So for thousands and thousands of years while Hiranyakashipu was away, Kayadu was hearing the sweet Harikatha of Narada Muni. But later, she was very simple and she forgot everything. But at that time, Prahlad said, I was in the womb and I heard all of these things. So I have got this education in Bhakti from my Gurudev, Narada Muni. The boy said, what did you learn from your Guru Narada? Prahlad Maharaj said, I have learned from him that we are not part of this material world. We are transcendental. Atma, the spirit soul, part and parcel of God. And our only duty is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then the boy asked, if we are meant to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then how should we do it? So Prahlad Maharaj said, Guru Sutrutraya, Bhaktya, Sarva Bhaktya, Sunday Oh my dear friends, if you want to serve the Supreme Lord, first thing, you will have to surrender to a bona fide guru, to the representative of the Supreme Lord. And then, going to the feet of guru, one must serve him with great devotion and give him everything, offer to him everything at once tonight. And not only that, but Sunday what you serve the Guru in the association with the help and guidance of sadhu, of pure Vaishnava, then the service to Guru will be effective. Just like if one is performing a Parijagya and one offers oblations in that Parijagya, it may be effective. But if there's no fire, if there's only acid, and one is pouring heat in the acid, then this will not be yajna. There will be no fruit of this so-called sacrifice. So in the same way, one should serve Guru, but one should also serve Vaishnava and take their help and advice. And then one's service to Guru will be so effective. Otherwise, without serving Vaishnava also,
then it would be like pouring the heat on acid. In this way, if for our Ananda, one would be able to serve the Lord's feet of Bhagavan. The boy became very inspired. Yes, immediately, we would begin our bhakti. So then, Prahlad Maharaj, he began to sing.
इसके बाद में छोटे से बच्चे की बात सारे पशु के बालक थे उनको पूरा विश्वास हो गया। उन्होंने कहा कि हमें क्या करना चाहिए। उन्होंने कहा कि सिर्फ जैसा कि उन्होंने बताया सदगुरु का पद आश्रय करके उनके चरणों में अनकंडीशनल सरेंडर करके भगवान का नाम कीर्तन स्मरण और ये सब करना चाहिए। तुम लोग आज से ही हमारे साथ में भगवान का नाम कीर्तन करो और ये कह करके प्रहलाद महाराज जी सब बच्चों को लेकर के कीर्तन करने लगे। कौन सा बच्चे सब तन्मय हो गए। सब बच्चों की शरीर की शुद्ध बुद्धि सब समाप्त हो गई। तन्मय होकर के हे नाथ नारायण बात दोनों हाथों को उठा करके कीर्तन करने लगे। वह ध्वनि हिरण्यकश्यपु के कान में पड़ी। किसी दूत ने कहा अरे ये क्या हो रहा है, आपके सिंहासन के नीचे से ही और ये सब कीर्तन हो रहा है भगवान विष्णु का नारायण का। पश्चात ही साथ हाथों में तलवार लेकर और गदा लेकर लोहे के अंदर वहां से पाव क्रोधित होकर के लाल लाल आंखें करके चला और बच्चों को कहा अरे क्या कर रहे मेरे आदेश को उल्लंघन करके और तुम हमारे शत्रु का नाम का कीर्तन कर रहे हो। मैं तुम्हें लाल प्यार से पाला पोता, मैंने जन्म किया, मैंने लिखाया पढ़ाया, तुमको सब कुछ किया और तुम मेरी बात नहीं मान करके हमारे शत्रु का गुणगान कर रहा है। अच्छा तो फर्क किसके बल पर तुम कितना साहस करके हमारा विरोध कर रहे हो। ब्रह्मा तक शंकर तक हमारा विरोध नहीं करते डर के मारे। देवता लोग थक कर कांपते हैं, मनुष्यों की तो बात क्या, और तुम हमारा विरोध कर रहे हो किसके बल पर। अभी देखें तुम्हारे तुम्हारी कौन रक्षा करेगा। बोलो तो किसके बल पर तुम इतना घमंड में करा करके हमारी बात नहीं मानी। उसने बड़े नम्र स्वभाव से उत्तर दिया, बड़ी ही नम्रता से, पिताजी जो आपका बल है वही मेरा बल है, वही सारे संसार के लोगों का प्राणियों का बल है, उसके बिना कोई भी जीवित नहीं रह सकता। मैं उसी के बल पर चलना, उसी के बल पर निर्भर, वही हमारा सब कुछ। क्या कहा है तेरा, देखें तो अभी तुम्हारा सिर काटता हूँ और देखे जो आकर के कौन रक्षा करता है। कहाँ है वह तेरा प्रभु, हमारा प्रभु सर्वत्र है, खड़ स्तंभ में है, रोम रोम में सबके है, ऐसा कोई स्थान नहीं है जान तो इस खंभे में है बतला तो जरूर है। मैंने कहा कि सर्वत्र है, तुम देख रहा तो मैं देख रहा, मैं तो नहीं देख रहा, इसमें है जरूर है। सत्याभिधातम निज भक्त भाषितम, अपने भक्त के कहे हुए बात की रक्षा करने के लिए भगवान साथ ही साथ में प्रस्तुत हैं। अयोध्या हिरण्यकश्यपु ने कहा अच्छा तो देखो तेरे प्रभु का भी विनाश करके और मैं तुम्हें मारता हूँ, देखेंगे कौन रक्षा करें। खौफ गर्जन करके सिंह की भांति और अपने एक भूसे से वज्र जैसे और खम्भ को मारा और जहीं मारा वो खम्भ से चूर्ण विचूर्ण हो गया और भयंकर सिंहना ऐसी गर्जन जोर से हुई विश्व एकदम कांप उठा। हिरण्यकश्यपु भी कांप उठा, कहाँ से यह शब्द आया, थोड़ी देर में मिल जाता है क्या नम्रिभो नमा, ये तो हिरण भी नहीं है, सिंह भी नहीं है और मनुष्य भी नहीं है, किंतु दोनों का मिला हुआ। देखा जो ऊपर का इतना भाव सिंह प्रखंड का, उनके लक्तों से जटाओं से आग निकल रही, उनकी हजार हजार भुजाएं हजार हजार तब अस्त्रों धारण किए हुए, और 3000 का भयंकर और इधर शरीर मनुष्य जैसा है और बड़ी दूर से सिंह बना। उसने देखा, अरे ये कौन है, ये मेरा काल तो नहीं, बस झपटा और उनको पकड़ने के लिए, किंतु उनको कौन पकड़ सकता है। और उस समय समय क्या था, न दिन था न रात की, शाम का समय, कोई महीना नहीं था, 12 तो महीने होते हैं, तो महीना कौन से कैसे नहीं, मल मास का समय था, लीप ईयर, महीनों का बचा हुआ भाग, इसलिए महीना भी नहीं, दिन रात भी नहीं, भगवान ने खपट कर और उसे ऐसे पकड़ा जैसे गरुड़ सर्प को पकड़ लेते हैं और पकड़कर